Figure 100 shows four RMI illustrations. Each of the RMIs show aircraft heading, magnetic bearing to the station, and magnetic bearing from the station. RMI illustration number 1 indicates the aircraft is southwest of the station and moving closer to the station. Illustration number 2 indicates the aircraft is located on the 055 degree radial of the station and heading away from the station. RMI number 3 indicates the aircraft is flying outbound on the magnetic bearing of 235 degrees from the station. Illustration 4 shows a magnetic bearing to the station of 055 degrees. Figures 101, 102, and 103 show directional gyros and fixed card ADF indicators. The directional gyro in Figure 101 indicates a magnetic heading of 350 degrees. Its corresponding ADF indicator shows a relative bearing of 270 degrees. The magnetic bearing to the station is the magnetic heading plus the relative bearing, or 260 degrees magnetic bearing to the station. Figure 102 shows a directional gyro indicating 215 degrees magnetic heading. The corresponding ADF indicator is indicating a 140 degree relative bearing. Therefore, the magnetic bearing to the station as shown in Figure 102 is 355 degrees magnetic bearing to the station. The magnetic bearing from the station as shown in Figure 102 would be the reciprocal of 355 degrees, or 175 degrees magnetic bearing from the station. Figure 103 shows a directional gyro indicating a magnetic heading of 330 degrees and a fixed card ADF indicating a relative bearing of 270 degrees. The magnetic bearing from the station is the reciprocal of the magnetic bearing to the station. 330 degrees plus 270 degrees equals 240 degrees magnetic bearing to the station, with a reciprocal of 060 degrees magnetic bearing from the station. In any of the illustrations, Figure 101, 102, or 103, if the ADF needle is transposed or superimposed on the face of the directional gyro, the head of the ADF needle will always indicate the magnetic bearing to the station. The tail of the ADF needle will always indicate the magnetic bearing from the station. Figure 104 shows a group of four radio magnetic indicators, or RMIs. RMI number 1 shows the aircraft is on the 115 degree radial, as indicated by the tail of the needle. RMI indication number 2 shows the aircraft is on the 315 degree radial. RMI number 3 shows the aircraft is on the 010 degree radial. And RMI indication number 4 shows the aircraft position is on the 335 degree radial. Figure 105 shows aircraft magnetic heading and ADF illustration for 8 aircraft, each of which has a magnetic heading indicated in the graphic. Questions pertaining to Figure 105 require that the relative bearing to or from the station be calculated with the magnetic heading given and the magnetic bearing to or from the station also given. The result of the calculated relative bearing is then indicated in one of the 8 ADF illustrations. ADF illustration 1 showing a relative bearing of 0 degrees, 2, 060 degrees, 3, 255 degrees, 4, 210 degrees, 5, 030 degrees, 6, 310 degrees, 7, 180 degrees, and 8, 135 degrees. A formula for calculating reciprocals and a formula for calculating relative bearing is used. Magnetic heading plus relative bearing to the station equals magnetic bearing to the station. If the question asks magnetic bearing from the station, then the formula for reciprocal is used. If we are trying to find the reciprocal of a number that is greater than 180 degrees, 20 degrees is added and 200 degrees is subtracted. If we are trying to find the reciprocal of a number that is less than 180 degrees, 20 degrees is subtracted and 200 degrees is added. Question. If the magnetic heading shown for aircraft 5 is maintained, which ADF illustration would indicate the aircraft is on the 210-degree magnetic bearing from the station? Any question asking for magnetic bearing from the station is converted to magnetic bearing to the station. This is done by subtracting 180 degrees. In our case, we're finding the reciprocal of 210 degrees. If it is more than 180 degrees, 20 degrees is added and 200 degrees is subtracted. 210 plus 20 is 230, minus 200 is 030 degrees. The magnetic bearing to the station is 030 degrees. With the reciprocal determined, the question then is, if the magnetic heading shown for aircraft 5 is maintained, which ADF illustration would indicate the aircraft is on the 030-degree magnetic bearing to the station? That is the same as asking which ADF illustration would indicate the aircraft is on the 210 magnetic bearing from the station. The value of the relative bearing is solved with the formula magnetic heading plus relative bearing to the station equals magnetic bearing to the station. The magnetic heading is given 180 degrees, plus the relative bearing is to be determined to equal a magnetic bearing to the station of 030 degrees. The magnetic heading of 180 degrees, plus a relative bearing of 210 degrees, will equal a magnetic bearing to the station of 030 degrees, or a magnetic bearing from the station of 210 degrees. The answer, then, is ADF illustration number 4, showing a relative bearing of 210 degrees from the station. Question. If the magnetic heading shown for aircraft 5 is maintained, which ADF illustration would indicate the aircraft is on the 240-degree magnetic bearing to the station? The question of which illustration indicates the aircraft is on the 240 magnetic bearing to the station is resolved with the formula magnetic heading plus relative bearing to the station equals magnetic bearing to the station. With the magnetic heading shown in the illustration of 180 degrees plus the relative bearing to be determined to equal a magnetic bearing of 240 degrees to the station, the formula is 180 plus x equals 240. X equals 060. The relative bearing of 060 degrees is shown in ADF illustration number 2.